It's true, you know. There was big rumblings in my network after folk like Mary Somerville showed up. Scotland had moved past deciding if it was a country. It was. And on to deciding what that country would bring to the world. Tons of shit, apparently. Including toilets. But underneath, there was a bigger question still itching everyone's arse.
How's there a man on the moon?
That wasn't exactly what I was thinking of.
It's 1972. How's there been a man on a bloody moon, but we're still sharing an outdoor toilet with four other Hackett families? What kind of country is this?
That's it. That's the question. What kind of country is this?
That's Annie Gibbons, by the way. She is total toilet royalty.
She fought Glasgow Council in the 70s so they'd fit all the tenements with indoor loos. And she absolutely won. Transformed city life for good.
Don't get me wrong. I love my country. But the place is a fucking shambles, man. We have a country. And it's great. There's folk inventing marmalade, but there's more on our plate. 'Cause as a people, we've just begun. How can we call it great when it's no for everyone? Right. I've got some counsellors needing my boot up their arse. It's time we sort this place out.
Annie was right, of course. All women who wear those wee headscarves are. We'd taken a place on the map, and we'd made a name for ourselves. But this was still not a country for everyone. Not by a long shot.